Tage Network.
That's a goddamn.
Thoughts and opinions of Handy do not reflect the views of the Baltimore Voice, dumbass.
How's it going, everybody? What's going on?
This is the Baltimore Voice, and I am your host, Charles Buckland. And alongside me, as always, is my intrepid co-host, Ronnie Rory Alabaster.
How's it going out there in podcast land? Good to be with you one more time out there in podcast land. It's good to be on Podcast Mountain, following the Sherpa himself, Charles Buck, up the mountain. How are you doing, Charles?
It is a beautiful day. I'm feeling good. Energy is high. Got to sustain that after we introduce our least favorite person and sometimes guest. And he don't call me Handy, but we do because we disrespect him. Oh!
Hey, Izzy King. Glad to be here. I'm a fucking Sherpa podcast.
No, no.
I'm the
one
Sherpa. To the Sherpa.
One Sherpa.
No. The most important Sherpa because that... The other Sherpa is not, he's incompetent, so you need a Sherpa.
He needs on the Sherpa underneath of you, and that's you.
No.
I don't buy that.
You're the incompetent one. In fact, you're the un-Sherpa, because you're unsure of what the fuck you're doing on a mountain.
Anyway, Umar was saying I should be more than a fucking sometimes guest. Let's take that under advisement.
Well, honestly,
run that up
the
flagpole at Tage Network.
Umar stepped all over our toes collectively and interrupted and wouldn't let the flow of the show happen as it should have.
Yeah.
That's the feedback I've been getting, Ronnie Handy.
Yeah.
And Ronnie.
Yeah. And I mean, it was clear, too. The guy was just nervous. You know, he's in the presence of fucking greatness. He's seeing real broadcasters, real podcasters. And, like, he's just like, hey, I gotta try to run this thing. It's like, just chill out, my guy. Come on.
Right. He came in the presence of people who knew what they were doing. And he was like, uh-oh, I'm shitting my pants. And I don't want to disrespect the digression sessions.
Not at all.
And Josh, we'll move on to Josh right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hey, but what about how weird it was when Umar shit his pants?
That was unbelievably strange.
We cut that part out because we didn't want to embarrass Umar.
Right.
But he shit his pants.
He totally shit his fucking pants.
But following Umar shitting his pants, Josh peed himself. And that also added to the disgusting smell.
What was weirder, he got up and he peed on his shit. We're such fucking professionals.
We didn't even mention it.
We didn't want to embarrass them in front of all their listeners. And, you know, it was a dual podcast.
It's a dual podcast. You know, it's an away game for us in a way. So, you know,
we knew we had to control the pace of the podcast, but we didn't necessarily want to run the asylum, Ronnie Handy Ronnie.
Yeah, absolutely. Didn't want to embarrass him. I mean, the guy's already pissing on his co-host shit. It's embarrassing enough.
Right.
So, you know, it's best just don't even bring it up. Just eyes on a prize, you know.
Well, it was a dual podcast, episode 50. We're on to the next, though, because we are a podcast. Professionals, Ronnie Handy Ronnie. And we have a lot of topics to talk about today, especially Ronnie Handy Ronnie. The breaking news of the 13 indictments by the investigation of Robert Mueller.
Yeah, he's out here indicting Russians. Go ahead, Ronnie. I'll let you take it.
I was just going to say, he's out here indicting Russians.
Hell of a point to move on this topic. Handy, take a stab at it. Don't make me regret this decision.
Yeah, he was out here indicting Russians.
If I could piggyback on that, I saw that Robert Mueller was out there indicting Russians. I'd taken the trash out, and I was like, is that Robert Mueller out there indicting Russians?
You guys, all the listeners at home, we're just doing a little joke. We're pretending we're the digression sessions, host, because... As we discussed last week, they're famous for not being specific.
Right. Very, very unspecific.
On the dual podcast that came up. So that was a little rib. Right. We were ribbing them.
Well, then investigate.
Robert Mueller, goes by everyone.
Robert Mueller.
He indicted 13 Russians.
Right.
Plus 3 something or others.
Yeah. I mean, if they found 13 Russians pissing on shit, maybe it'll call it a dig session. Be like, you sickos know about this.
Right. Well... Those sickos don't know that the FBI contacted the Baltimore Voice to get in touch with the one, the only part of the Trinity, Holy Trinity, Ray Lewis to help solve the Russian quagmire, guys.
That's true. They heard what great work we had done with Ed Reed, sending him North Korea.
Exactly.
And patrolling the case to the U.S. and Japan. So they were like, these guys, they got their finger on the pulse of the international terrorism community and say, let's get them to solve this for me.
And we know the correct people to put in place in a strategic manner without overlooking the obvious, Ronnie Hanny Hanny, Ronnie. Ray Lewis can solve this problem.
Oh, no fucking doubt. I mean, what's the best offense against a bunch of terrorists is fucking a good defense.
Absolutely. Not just a good defense, the best defense of all time.
Right. That's it. I mean, so we're so well covered. It's incredible. You know, like, I'm sure Ray Lewis is walking up to the line. He's seeing these trolls on the internet. He already knows the play they're calling. He's going to fucking tackle them and allegedly maybe murder them.
He watches so much film on all types of these Russian bots, terrorists, algorithms, online social media schemes, Ronnie Hanny Hanny Ronnie.
That's
that
true.
He sees everything coming a mile away.
They're also lucky that this wasn't a few weeks ago that they got indicted, because it was at the Super Bowl where Ray Lewis allegedly stabbed someone to death.
The anniversary of that. It was at the Super Bowl in Atlanta in 1999.
See, if it coincided with this year's Super Bowl, good chance all them Russians would have been dead when they were indicted.
They
are allegedly
dead. They are very, very lucky, Ronnie Hanny Hanny Ronnie. But it just goes to show you, when it comes to international and national security, the Baltimore Voice Boys are here to help America's problems.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know what's going on, and we are just blessed to be in this greatest city on earth with the greatest fucking defense of all fucking time on
earth. Yeah, Ronnie.
And so, you know, it'd be selfish to not share with the world.
Yeah, we're basically headhunters for anti-terrorism groups.
Right.
Yeah.
So make sure, if you are a terrorist fighter or someone with super cyber skills, you click the OK to recruit button on your LinkedIn page, and we will 100% get in touch with you.
And just send us your resume. We'll take a look. See, you know.
Yeah. And also the
FBI. It's a big plus if you played for the Ravens.
Yeah, that's really going to help your resume shoot to the top of the list, to the top of the pile for sure.
If you are a Hall of Fame level Ravens, Baltimore Ravens football player, you will definitely get a first look at very least.
If you don't think we have our eye on T-Sizzle, you'd be wrong.
We got an eye on him. I'm telling you, just open up that LinkedIn page, T-Sizzle, because you will get hired in a minute.
Guys, just...
my invite's still pending. I tried to network with him, but he hasn't responded yet.
Yeah, I got the same problem. I keep following up. I'm like, hey, T-Sizzle, come on, man. Let's link up.
Yeah, let's be linked in. Come on.
Yeah.
Guys, don't
T-Sizzle,
worry.
T-Sizzle, listen to Linkin Park with me. Come on.
Yeah.
Come out to my van in the parking lot.
LinkedIn's all about.
I try so hard, but in the end, it doesn't really matter, because we're getting T-Sizzle on air, team.
There it is.
He got it. And, to be clear, the FBI did reach out, because we are, in fact, a satellite of the FBI. We are our own FBI.
Well, hold up. Ronnie. You don't want to give away our entire intel, do you?
Well, I don't want to. You know, I just want it to be clear, because some people might be confused when they're listening, because we are the Federal Bureau of Investigation. We are involved. We are also with the FBI, the Federal Duty Inspectors. So we're out there, too. And our services are available.
We're also members of the Federal Bay Inspectors.
Yeah,
it's where you
absolutely
inspect bays to make sure that they're not poisoned. Well, and then you just drink it all.
I'd prefer to be.
It's like a Jake where you take it from your friend. You're like, hey, let me make sure it's not poisoned. Then you drink it all.
Yeah,
it's a classic Jake.
I'd prefer to be the FBD, Federal Bow Drinkers.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Federal Bow Deep.
That's a good one, too.
I thought you were going to say Federal Big Dick. That'd be nice.
Well, that is my goal for 2018, Ronnie Hanny Hanny Ronnie. And... You know what? There are a lot of goals.
Just FYI, we're all part of the FBD, guys.
I'm the chief bureau. I'm the chief. Yeah. What?
Deep dicks?
No, I'm a dick drinker. You're a dick drinker. What'd you say to me?
Cut this part out. You trying to piss off my shit right now?
Whoa, Ronnie, we do have a podcast to maintain. Yeah, do not let Handy's ludicrous beliefs and propaganda slurs into your head and take you off the track. And guys, speaking of tracks, there have been a lot of tracks with bobsleds, with ski shoots, with slalom downhills for these three Baltimore Voice
and
Olympians.
Ice skating tracks, too.
Yeah.
Right.
The circle ones.
Right, the ones
those
the
are
ice
tracks.
Skating. Yeah, Handy.
For
thank
speed,
you.
For speed yeah. They test them.
Handy coming through with a comment, Ronnie.
Yeah, great, great comment. He certainly delivered a comment.
I was just pointing out tracks, guys.
Yeah.
Guys, there is a Winter Olympics going on in South Korea. Don't worry about that. Ed Reed has it covered. But we do want to inform you on the Winter Olympics with yours truly, the Baltimore Voice Boys, Charles, Ronnie, and Handy.
That's goddamn right.
Yeah, I tell you, yeah. So we time it out to actually have our own Olympics every time there's the Otter Olympics going on. And that's how people refer to it. Like, the stuff on NBC currently is the Otter Olympics.
Yeah.
People are very interested in the three of us and what we're doing out there in Dundalk.
Yeah, we set up various courses of events from the Winter Olympics. For example, we do the downhill ski in Druid Hill Park. It is a tremendous time. We do the luge down the avenue in Hamden. Want to know why? We can rent it out because we have those Olympic authorities.
It's tough. It's a tough luge location because there's not that much of a hill to it, except when you're going down towards Keswick.
Right.
Then you get a little bit of a hill, but before that, it's quite gentle.
That's where the lugers are made or broken. Ronnie, that's true. Right at that hill.
Yeah, absolutely. And we go ice skating in that, you know, we find a puddle that's kind of frozen. Right. And then whoever gets the drunkest and doesn't fall down crossing it, gold medal right there.
Yeah,
I am sorry to say I did not win that event. I came in third place because I got into the bow deep end.
Yeah, that's I remember you slipped and fell, and you said, oh, I landed right on my micropenis.
You're like, hey, it doesn't hurt, actually, because it's so small.
It's not bad.
Matter of fact, it does not hurt unless you take a pinprick and hit me directly on the top. But I'll tell you what my micropenis is good for, Ronnie Haney.
How'd you discover that? That's the only way it can hurt.
Only way it could hurt, or fire. That, I guess you could use fire, Handy.
Oh, I thought you tested other methods, and you're like, yeah.
Or like the doctor told your mom when she found out when you were born, like, I'm sorry to say, your son has a micropenis.
Right.
But the only way that you can hurt it is by throwing a pin right at it. So don't do that.
He's basically immune to penis pain.
Right.
Yeah, so I mean, God, you know, he closes the door, but he opens a window. You got a tiny ass dick, almost indestructible.
Right. As another benefit of having a micro penis is in that downhill slalom ski event. Since I have no obstruction, my micro penis makes me more aerodynamic, thus giving me the push I need to beat the both of you in a downhill Druid Hill Park ski slalom, in which I got the gold medal.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's nothing there to catch the wind, really, at all. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're just flying right through. Me, I go down there. I take off like a goddamn drone on accident. The wind catches my fucking fidge. All of a sudden, I'm floating over to goddamn Druid Park Lake, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
It's like you thought it was the ski jump, but it wasn't.
Right. It wasn't.
If it had been the ski jump event, it would have been very impressive.
You would have been amazing at the ski jump event because of said helicopter fidget spinner penis, Ronnie.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I just take off, and sometimes I don't want to. I'll tell you, even just on a windy day, I end up floating around down there at Pratt Street. I say, come on, get me down.
Right. Gotta get
me
down.
Get me down. Like, jump up, grab my foot, get me down. Come on.
It's just in those moments where you almost regret that you got the R188 bearings.
Because they're just
so
tight.
Can't quite do it.
They take it so far, you know?
Yeah. I don't know if I would go that far in my mind, though. You know, I'll be spinning up there because of my fidget spinner dick, and I'll be like, I don't regret a day. Right. I don't regret a thing. I don't know. Oh.
It gives you a little taste of heaven too. Right.
You got a lot of time to think up there. Nothing to do. Nobody to bother you. Mm-hmm. You know.
I'm literally closer to God. You know, up there in those moments. Absolutely. Yeah.
And plus, when you go to heaven, your dick gets cut off and gets replaced with a fidget spinner.
So does that mean your fidget spinner dick will get cut off and then replaced with a new fidget spinner dick, Ronnie?
I think so. I think it will have like, it'll still have the R188s, but they'll be made out of like gold or like melted down Super Bowl rings for the Ravens or something like that. And then those become the R188s.
That is a treat when you go to heaven. Your bearings are melted down Ravens Super Bowl ring.
Honestly,
I can only wait till I get there.
If you got Jay Flacco on your fidget spinner dick day, so I wouldn't be surprised if you just get to heaven.
Yeah.
They take that fidget spinner dick off, they give it to God.
Right.
I like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the ultimate compliment. They're like, oh, your dick is truly the King of Kings. Yeah. We gotta put this on our king.
Absamundo, Exactamundo, guys, to round out this Baltimore Voice Winter Olympics segment. Yeah.
To wrap it up, Mayor Pugh stinks.
Well, also, a quick point that we failed to mention when we were talking about recently how God impregnated Mary. She's got a great fidget spinner puss.
She must. That's why everyone gets a fidget spinner dick.
Yeah.
And okay. Mary Magdalene, by the way, was Jesus's home slice girl.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, that's just in the Bible.
So there are multiple Marys.
Yeah,
we
but the mother Mary who got
virgin.
Who,
we call her Virgin Mary.
Who God bent down on. She great fidget spinner plus people that name.
Right. Well, that's, again, why when you go to heaven, you get a fidget spinner dick.
That's true.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do want to thank Handy for stopping us before we moved on from that point that Mary... who was impregnated with Jesus Christ from God had a fidget spinner pussy.
Terrific crowbar there.
Well, that's also the thing that always confused me about the Bible. They said man was created in God's image, and I'm like, if man was created in God's image, how come we don't have fidget spinner dicks?
Right,
that's right.
A good point.
That's always bugged
me. That's just the one thing.
Sure, but it gives you a reason to act good in this life so you can get that.
It gives you incentive, they call that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what that is.
You know, well, it was probably when that snake ate that apple, then that's when they took away the fidget spinner dicks.
Ah, goddamn. If I was Adam, I'd be so mad at Eve. I'd be like, where the fuck did my fidget spinner
dick
go? What did you do?
Hey, I bet she's kicking herself too. She's right. Like, eh,
she could have had that fidget spinner dick in her fidget spinner gash.
God damn.
All right, guys.
Like,
so
was that apple worth it?
I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had
like
three gold medals, Ronnie.
Yeah. She's like, it's not even that good of an apple. It was like all tart.
It was mealy.
Yeah, it was tart and mealy. Pick a lane. What's going on?
I like a tart apple. Not a mealy one, but a little tart. I like a little tartness.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm on that.
Plus,
you know what?
Plus it destroyed fidget spinner dick. So it was like a real bad apple.
Right.
Not
literally the worst apple.
Yeah.
Worst possible.
Yeah.
So I had a couple gold medals. Ronnie had one or two. Handy had all bronze. Couldn't win an event, but that's normally how it works out. Ronnie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we already know going into it that Handy's not going to get a lot of golds, but God bless him for trying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's fun to watch him try to curl and use the broom on the ice and all that.
And when you're that ugly, you know God has only given you so many gifts. And
if we had used bricks for curling, I maintain I would have won.
Bricks are Handy's gift. All brick-related things.
That is true. Somehow
I tried to do a pairs ice skating event with a brick as my partner, and you guys wouldn't accept it.
No, that's 100% not a real puck. A brick is not an ambient living being.
I drew a picture on it. I drew a face on it.
Yeah, but it's not alive. Like, and also, this is totally different than me having that golden retriever participate. Show me in a rule book where a golden retriever can't participate in the Olympics.
It was like a Air Bud come to life.
I would much prefer Handy, instead of a brick, you use your trash wheel sexual partner to be your partner in the ice skating.
We've been gay for a rough patch right now, so I didn't want to test the waters.
Deadbeat dad, guys. Deadbeat dad.
Yeah, you got to get your act together, all right? Mm.
Deadbeat dad sound.
What? That's just silence.
No, I'm going to put something in there.
You're just absentee.
I'm
going to
put something
in there.
I think it's going to be something like, oh, I can't make it for your birthday, slugger. I'll see you next time. Some like voiceover.
Yeah,
that,
yeah.
He's
just like, oh, I just been so busy at work. Next weekend, all right?
Yeah. Daddy hasn't had time to himself. I don't like you that much, kid.
I'll say it's hard finding all these fingers. You're growing up so fast, and you're just eating all these fingers, and it's hard.
I have deformed myself for you in Haley's case. Why do you not love me more? Something like that.
Yeah, I yakuza'd my own fingers for you. Come on.
Yeah.
Guys, speaking of yakuza's situations, how was your Valentine's Day going, Ronnie?
Well, I tell you, I just had an absolutely lovely one. Luckily, I was able to secure a table at the Roll Farms down there in Hamden with two stories. So we got us a nice table over there at the Roll Farms, me and Mrs. Alabaster, you know, and I went downstairs to all the delights that Roll Farms has. I got the goddamn wedges. I got the chickens. I got a Krispy Kreme donut.
It sounds like that was the best Valentine's Day meal I've ever heard of, Ronnie.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you know, they got all the stuff down there. It's like, do I want a cowtail for dessert? You goddamn right I do. And I got two of them. Brought them upstairs, and I ate both of them in front of my lady just to assert dominance.
Yeah, you got to let them know who is boss every once in a while. Me, I did not have such a good Valentine's Day, but Ronnie, as I spoke about last week on the 50th episode of Dual Podcast, it's a celebration.
It was a dual podcast, yeah.
It was a dual podcast. It was a celebration.
It's a dual podcast.
And it was a celebration.
Dilly dilly.
I talked about how I take self-imposed breaks, and I have lots of sex with lots of women, but right now I'm taking a self-imposed hiatus on sex. So I just wanted to reflect and look at myself and my micro penis in the proverbial mirror, Ronnie.
Hold on. So you took the night to yourself just to look at your dick in the mirror?
I think he was testing that needle theory.
I just needed time to reflect at myself and my micro penis in the mirror. That being said, I did have to pull the skin back to get to my penis because it's pretty deep. Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to take a personal day. And on Valentine's Day, you know. You got to exercise self-love before you can love anybody else. So if that consists of you getting drunk in your house, fully naked, staring at your tiny dick in the mirror, so be it. So be it.
You know what? You paint a great picture, Ronnie. Your broadcasting skills have reached another level, and I don't think we appreciate you enough for that. So I just want to give a quick shout-out to you right now for that beautiful storytelling. Handy, I'm going to kick it to you. Please live up to that potential.
Well, mine was a little disappointing too, because I'm on kind of an opposite schedule where I get most of my puss on Halloween, as I established in the previous episode.
Hey, okay. All right.
Which episode was that?
It was the one where we talked about Halloweens.
Probably the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
That dog hunts. That trap.
Probably was Halloween episode. Yeah. Now that you mention it.
Right. I was just saying, you're always the expert on what number episode talking about stuff.
So I basically can't not have sex on Halloween. It's like a foregone conclusion.
Right. That's canon
for sure, and it's a very believable story. And psych. Then Valentine's Day, it's a bit of a dry spell for me, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if we were to believe your story about, you know, how much sex you get on Halloween, I guess, you know, it averages out over the year, though, you know?
Yeah. So I'll do kind of like, it's like a half Valentine's Day is what I call.
So you just have like a couple days where you go nuts with the sexual encounters, and the rest of the year you're just good. You're solid.
No, it's at a trough on Valentine's Day, and then it's a slow upward trajectory to a peak on Halloween.
Trough, it sounds like the level of woman that Hanny's been having sex with. Got him.
I've been having a level of women that are a trough.
Yeah.
That eat from a trough.
Hey, you didn't say that there.
Nah, he basically did. You fuck pigs, he said.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Ronnie's got it.
I don't like body shame or judge on people based on their appearance. Say,
no, I'm just saying that the quality of person and attractiveness you have is the type of person and attractiveness you will attract.
I just try not to be hung up on looks or body shame people like my dear friend Charles and his micro penis that I'm very supportive of.
Right.
Yeah. So I would love for maybe we got a talented listener at home to illustrate our Valentine's Day nights. I'd like to see those juxtaposed, you know, at Roll Farms.
Show mine on Halloween.
Right. That's not Valentine's then.
It's my Valentine's.
That's his Valentine's. And, you know, if that makes you happy, Handy, why the hell not? You know?
Yeah, we would love to see fan art of Ronnie at Rural Farms eating his wife just sitting there, and me looking at my micro penis in the mirror, and I guess Handy on Halloween.
I was a Gase this year.
Right. So if you all want to send that in, that would be more than happy. We are at thebaltimorevoice.zone, but do not take that website.
Don't do it. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
That's post not even an email. That's just the BaltimoreVoice.zone. Just go to the website. Look at it. Go to it.
100% do not take that website, but 100% do if you need to advertise on the billboard.
Every 7-Eleven.
In you should 110% advertise on a billboard.
Every 7-Eleven.
In Hamden, hon.
Like, say you illustrate, you know, our respective Valentine's and Halloween nights, you know, and you want to advertise your work for more illustrations and the whatnots. Mm-hmm. The perfect place to do it is the billboard.
Over to 7-Eleven. In Hamden, hon.
You know what? This is going to be a contest. Best submission gets on the billboard. We'll put it up there allegedly.
We'll use our own advertisements.
Wow.
Wow, Andy. That is a great idea. You do have one or two a podcast.
That's why I said allegedly, too, so you don't really have to do it. You can cut this part out.
Yeah. And to tie in with the most recent holiday of President's Day, you'll be the president on a billboard over to 7-Eleven.
And
guys, speaking of presents, as discussed earlier, Robert Mueller delivered 13 indictments on Russian
nationals.
Are
we really going to give the credit to Robert Mueller and not to Ray Liu?
I'm getting there, Handy. If you want to just relax and let me set this up.
I'm sorry.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
Yeah.
God
and you're
damn,
embarrassing
Handy.
Yourself. As a member of the federal booty inspectors, you need to calm down and present yourself with decorum.
Stop looking like such a dumbass for
That's
once.
That's true. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, talking about Mueller delivered, that brings us to our new segment where we are honoring Ray Lewis as this week's Hero of the Pod. Hey, you guys, it's time for this week's Hero of the Pod. Yeah, Hero of the Pod.
Yeah, it's not really a new segment, Dave. We've been doing this segment.
Sometimes I just say things and don't really hear them coming out.
Well, I always think before I speak.
Right, that's probably not true, Handy.
That is my
well documented on this podcast.
I'd have to say that's a lie.
Right. Anyway, guys, Ray Lewis is the hero of the pod this week because he is helping the FBI. He is going in the trenches. He is deterring people, specifically Russians, from doing nasty things on our internets, and he has helped Mueller deliver these 13 indictments.
The stuff they were doing on the internets was so nasty.
It's gross.
Oh,
it's gross. It's like Janet Jackson's album from the early 90s.
Or when she took her titty out at the Super Bowl. How dare you?
I don't think that was nasty. I quite like
how dare you? She did it all on her own, too, and Justin Timberlake didn't have anything to do with it.
Don't disparage Justin Timberlake at all in that.
And don't be nasty about him either afterwards. I hate it when people are nasty and do nasty things.
And that's why Ray Lewis is this week's hero of the pod.
And he might have murdered some folks, too.
So. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
But he's just helping out. He's like, Rob, your hands are tied.
He was an accomplice at best.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at fucking best. You know, it's like if we went to jail for all the dumb stuff Handy does, you know, for his live performances. We're not related to that.
We don't have anything directly to do with it. I guess sort of indirectly we do because we have made Handy a prominent name in the Baltimore comedy community. A lot of heat coming out of these microphones, guys.
I got energy like the president does to have sex with Playboy models.
That's 100% fact, Andy.
Oh, yeah. That's renewable energy right there. I tell you, if that was my job, I'd be the secretary of fuck energy, you know?
Hey, for sure.
It takes...
We'd be K-secretaries.
I don't know.
Please get ahead, Charles.
Guys,
go ahead, Charles.
Talk about secretaries a little more. Go ahead.
I'd be the co-secretary.
Whoa!
I like that.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't, Handy.
You'd be the co-suck-retary. Suck at it.
I'd suck the pussies.
You'd be the secretary because you're sick in the head, Andy. You're fucking sick.
You would suck the dick of some dude named Terry, probably.
It's probably true. He could also be the secretary because they sack your ass in a couple of days once they get a understanding of how dumb you actually are.
I thought you were saying I'm sacking people. No. I'm the secretary.
You're
going to
get sacked.
I'm like I'm like Ray Lewis.
You're going to get sacked.
You're the,
fired.
You're the secretary because you've got huge, huge testicles.
Listen, I was trying to keep details about my genitals off the podcast.
Right, we told Umar last week that was off.
Josh Kudurnas was very
he was a goddamn like shit. Dick detective over there. Yeah. What's going on with your dick? Come on, guy.
Cast out of the bag on my testicles.
Yeah, he was telling me the story about this comedian he saw in a bathroom recently. Had a huge dong.
Oh, yeah.
Like 6 to 8 inches flaccid. He was just telling me a story before. Josh Kudurnas, after the podcast last week, I'm like, dude, my guy, what are you doing looking at other comedians' penises?
And I remember
like,
that.
He was like, sometimes it happens, my guy.
He's obsessed. Yeah. He said he keeps a diary about it.
Right.
Because we're trying to get out of there pretty quick because we saw him piss on Umar's shit. And then, you know, he ended the podcast like, oh, I think that was pretty good. Also, I saw this 6 to 8 inch dong flaccid at this comedian. And then we're like, okay, this isn't exactly small talk, no pun intended.
Like,
but
where
like,
did
we
that come from,
at.
Josh? No, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
What are you talking about?
Invite me over his house later. I was like, I might have to pass now.
Right. Candy was like, you are a little too creepy even for me, my guy.
Yeah.
I remember Josh Kudurnas. He's like, hey, you play two-hand touch. Have you ever played intimate touch football?
Right.
And invited him to a game of that. The way you tackle somebody is you jerk them.
Right. Josh Kudurnas is into some wild stuff.
He's fucking disgusting, honestly. Right. Come on. Keep it professional. Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, talking about professionals. You know, they do not allow professionals in the Olympics. However, in the Baltimore Voice Olympics, we allow professionals because we are them, and that's why it brings us to our weekly Baltimore Deuce.
And
that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Every week we have a Baltimore Do and a Baltimore Don't on a relative topic to the city of Baltimore. And this week, our Baltimore Do's and Don'ts are for your own Winter Olympics. That's right. We throw our own Winter Olympics. And if you want to throw your own Winter Olympics, Ronnie, Hanny, Hanny, Ronnie, you need to know these Baltimore Do's.
Just fucking do it. Don't be a fucking bitch about
Baltimore
it.
Don't. Well, that brings me to my first Baltimore Do. Do not be a bitch if you're trying to set up.
That sounds like an unconjugate.
Sounds like more of a don't to me.
That's literally a don't right, without
guys,
the contraction.
All right, you guys pay attention to the rules so much. You're calling me out. How about this? Do be a real tough guy, tough-minded individual. When you are setting up your own Olympics, you got to follow through on the events. You got to set up and coordinate all the equipment, and you got to get the participants. Do be mentally tough when you set your own Olympics.
Absolutely. If I could piggyback on that, Charles, I would say do not be a bitch about it. On to you, Handy.
I agree. I would say do not get permits because that's just a hassle.
Wait, we can't all do do-nots, guys.
That was my do.
Oh, those are all do's.
Yeah,
we paid our dues. Do not. Do not tell us.
Do this, but not do it.
Yeah, do not tell us what we said.
You
want
to go ahead and skip the permitting process for hosting public events.
Right. So what's your Baltimore
do? Do not do that.
Right. All right. Yeah. We're keeping it with Handy for his Baltimore don't.
All right, my Baltimore don't. You're going to want to do not. I had something for this and I forgot what it was.
Handy, why don't you read the agenda?
Don't be a bitch. Just don't be a fucking bitch. Just follow your dreams already. God damn. You think Olympians like us are out not following our dreams? We got a podcast.
We got a podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Rules be damned. You got to be a champion.
That's going to be on the merch. Just FYI, okay? BaltimoreVoice.zone/merch. And you're going to get t-shirts, mugs. They're going to say,
Do not steal the website.
Don't be a follow your dreams.
Don't do that.
And we're moving on to Ronnie for his Baltimore.
I would say do not do anything sober in your Olympics. Otherwise, why are you doing it? Have fun with it. Get out there. Also,
get booty.
That's also given on merch.
Get loose because, you know, you can't – you might get injured if you're too tense out there. Stay loose. When we were doing our fucking Olympics, when we were doing our events, I slipped and fell, rolled down a hill. I was run over by a tractor trailer. Did not suffer one injury because I was so loose the whole time. If anything, the truck was damaged.
You had properly warmed up, and that makes your muscles almost as indestructible as my micro penis.
That same tractor trailer went right over your micro penis.
And guess what? Not a damn thing happened.
No problem.
As a matter of fact, the tractor trailer flipped, got airborne, flipped over, and that guy was sent straight to hell for trying to challenge my micro penis. And guess what, guys? In hell, you do not get a fidget spinner dick when you go there. You get a micro penis. So it has come full circle, guys.
The story checks out. That's the second thing about micro penises. It can only be hurt by a needle.
One,
and if you try to hurt.
Yeah.
You get sent to hell immediately.
Which was so wild because that I kind of felt bad for the truck driver because, you know, I was drunk in the street and he ran me over. He thought he killed a man.
But you were so loose.
I was so loose. I don't even remember it happening. I remember Charles, you stuck up for me. He said, hey, you just ran over my friend. All 18 wheels ran over my friend Ronnie over there. And he tried to run you over.
Yeah.
He caught a glimpse of that micro penis.
And he hit me.
I know what I'm going to do.
Honestly, guys, I got a little lucky because his tire came right at the perfect angle from my bent. I was sort of like slouched down, pelvically thrusting, and his tire.
That's what launched
right
his tractor trailer
right
in the air so that it flipped.
And then he went to hell.
Yeah, and then when he died, he went straight to hell and then got a micro penis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, God damn.
Well, as opposed to a fidget spinner dick, guys.
Yeah. Which is heavenly. But yeah. Yeah, you come at the micro dick, you best not miss, because you will go to hell and get a micro dick of your own.
And you know, Charles, I'll never forget you looking in that trucker's fucking eye when he was coming at you. You're like, you know what?
Right.
You want to run into my micro penis? Mm-hmm. Guess what? It might be a micro penis, but it comes with big problems, my guy. And then he tried to run into your damn dick, and then his truck bounced back in the air, flinging him into hell where there was a fresh micro penis waiting for him.
Guys, it is a known fact. Mo micro penis, mo problems. And that guy got all of this micro penis.
Hey, that's true. And it's true, and when you go to hell, too, every time you look in the mirror, you look like Ben Roethlisberger, you know? That's part of it.
Because he encompasses the looks of the devil, Ronnie.
Oh, absolutely.
And that truck driver had young kids.
Yeah, well, he's in hell now, Andy. Thanks for... What the fuck?
Oh, God damn, Andy. Why'd you have to put a... God.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm just saying, if you're going to come at a micro penis, I think of your family.
Yeah, Handy's over here like, well, yup, I tell you this. He was somebody's son, though, huh? But now he's in hell.
And his parents know, too, because everyone knows if you go after a micro penis and you die, go to hell.
That's on his parents for making such a shitty fucking kid, though.
Yeah, I made sure his kids knew, too.
It is canon that his parents are shitty because his kid's shitty. It's canon that when you go to hell, you get a micro penis. It's canon you should think about your family before you challenge a micro penis. Mm-hmm. And it's canon that Handy adds crazy good content to
this
podcast.
That's true. Crazy
good. Absolutely.
Anyway, guys, my Baltimore Olympic style edition is do not. Don't ever challenge a micro penis if you do not come equipped with the tip of a pin. Mm-hmm. All
right,
my guys?
That's right. Right at it, too. You got to come at directly at it. You can't be at a 23-degree angle, none of that. Just right at it.
You might think, hey, let me try a bazooka. Nay.
Nope. It'll bounce off my micro penis.
That
bazooka
better fire needles.
Right. Is it? Those are all needles.
Just be clear, unless you modify a bazooka so it fires needles.
Right, you can modify your bazooka for needles flight.
Yeah.
But other than that, no.
Which you can't ask about if you're going to buy a bazooka and you say, I'm sorry, do you have any micro dick attachments for this?
Well, no, that has become more popular. You go to your local bazooka store and you say, excuse me, sir, can you show me the latest 3 micro penis attachments? And they are... coming up in popularity.
They're just all 3 needles, too. That's
just
like, we got 3, but they're all the same thing.
And
this one, we colored, we spray painted it black.
Right. The problem is that too many people have been using these needle bazookas, and then some of those people want to put restrictions on needle bazookas. But the NRA will not let any restrictions.
How are you feeling
on
about the popularity of these needle bazookas on the rise as an owner of a micro penis?
Well, I'm scared. Yeah. I don't know what's coming from where.
It's hard to get you to leave the house. Right. You're so scared.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I have a self-imposed puss hiatus, guys.
Hey, partly safety related.
Yeah. Exactly.
Partially,
partially introspective and partially safety related.
100%, guys.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it sucks, too, because there are women out there that want to take that thing for a ride, you know. Mm-hmm.
Well, hey, it will only take 10 to 20 seconds of your time if you want to come to my apartment.
And these ladies, if they really want to, they should try going to hell.
Yeah,
and
suck a micro penis themselves.
And don't come at the micro penis incorrectly, because it might get misconstrued that you're trying to hurt the micro penis, which will subsequently kill you, send you to hell, and then you will get a micro penis of your own.
Yeah.
That, in fact, have never been truer words, guys. And that about sums up this podcast, guys. Wow, boy, well, this has been a hell of an episode 51 of the Baltimore Voice.
Yeah, fucking one. Here's a million more.
Where you?
We didn't thread the needle on this one. We threaded the micro penis on this one, which is even harder to do.
We have definitely set the standard for micro penis talk in the podcast world. And I definitely want to thank our audience for listening to us. And I want to remind you, go to iTunes, rate us 5 stars
or 6 stars.
Nothing. What is just 6 stars?
Oh, Haney is so annoying. Ronnie, thank you so much for being here today.
Find the 6-star option.
Haney, shut the hell up.
Charles, thank you for being our Sherpa podcast mount, even with this dead weight handy. No, you're an unsherpa.
Unsherpa. You're welcome, Ronnie. It is always my pleasure. Handy, thank you for not being a Sherpa and being here today.
My pleasure to be a double Sherpa.
Not a Sherpa. And I want to thank, again, our audience. Go to iTunes, rate us 5 stars or nothing. I want to thank our sponsors.
6 stars.
And we will see you next time on
the Baltimore Boys. Baltimore Boys.
Charles,
fucking one episode.
51.
I tell you, they get better and better each week.
I think we should discuss our policy on having people from hell on the podcast, because we've been having plenty of gays fresh from heaven.
Well,
should we interview the trucker on the next show from hell?
That's a good question.
I want to interview Charles Manson, guys. I would assume he's in hell.
Would it be tough for you to look the trucker in the eye?
Oh no, I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem.
Made his children orphans.
Handy.
His wife was near the truck, and when it exploded, she died.
The wife was near the truck when it exploded?
She just happened to be walking by.
I didn't know that. Okay, No, I still don't feel bad, because that trucker should have known his place and never challenged a micro penis. Never. Yeah.
He shouldn't have run me over either.
It's 110%. And also,
I'm glad you're okay, Ronnie.
Yeah, also,
thank
you. Not a run over my friend Ronnie, but since Ronnie was loose, he was so
loose.
The truck bounced off of him.
There's and a good chance he would have gone to hell anyway for running over Ronnie.
Absolutely.
Well, hold on now.
Yeah.
Because the truck bounced off of you, are you technically the reason that it came at me and my micro penis, because it bounced off of your direction?
We discussed that you locked eyes.
The guy got out and he was mad at me. I'm like, hey, guy. He goes, why are you in the road? I said, because we're doing the Dundalk Olympics, you fucking idiot. That's obvious.
You been reading the coverage in the news?
And then he came right at my micro penis.
Well, Charles, you defend it. You came to my defense. And the guy was like, all right, I'll just run you over too. And it's
he's like, you want some of this? Come get some of this micro penis.
He should have thought, if you were real scared, you would have run away, because it took him a while to get back in his car and start it back up and then drive at you. Like, those cars, they don't go 0 to 60 that fast.
No, it's pretty fast. These modern day trucks, Teslas.
Oh, yeah. He was driving a Tesla truck.
Yeah,
we
driving
forgot
a Tesla
truck.
Which was, it was full of Teslas as well.
Tesla truck full of
these
Teslas.
Batteries, they catch fire like that. Right.
Well, that's why his wife is now in hell with her own micro penis.
Mm-hmm. Women get them too. That's canon.
Oh, yeah, I tell you, do not fuck up if you're a woman. You don't want to be in hell looking like Ben Roethlisberger in the mirror with a goddamn micro penis.
Lord knows Ben Roethlisberger never reflects on himself or he'd see a piece of shit going to hell.
You know where Ben Roethlisberger spends off seasons? In hell.
In hell.
Oh, well,
Pittsburgh, got him.
There it is.
It's also
there it
where
is.
He spends the on seasons, because he plays there.
It must kind of be nice being a piece of shit, though, because, he just looks in the mirror, like he goes to his tailor. He's like, I look like a real piece of shit. This is good.
You never have to worry about looking good, because you always look like a piece of shit.
Always looking like a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah, and then Josh comes over and pisses on you.
Right, because he pisses on shit.
Yep.
Those digression session boys are strange.
Yeah, it's like, this is the weirdest Calvin, you know, truck decal I've ever seen. You know, like, you know, you see Calvin pissing on a Ford logo, but you never see him peeing on a brown guy's shit.
No, I would like to see Calvin peeing on a duty emoji. I think that would be hilarious.
Hey, for sure.
And it would remind me of Josh Cadernas.
Check baltimorevoice.zane/merch for Calvin pissing on a shit emoji.
And that shit emoji doubles as Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah. So. If there's a slash.
And the shit emoji triples as Troy Polamalu.
Polamalu. That's what I calls him.
Yeah.
Polamal doo-doo.
Yeah.
Polamal shit.
And that's why Troy Polamalu stinks.
I'm just wondering if we should reconsider doing a dual podcast with these guys. If they're going to be shit
pissing
their pants
and
shit, and then pissing on it. That's unprofessional.
I did it the first time. I was excited. The second time I was excited. Next time it's going to have to be a favor for Tage Network.
That's true.
I was excited too, and maybe it was like an intimidation tactic. You know, they're like, oh, you guys getting a lot of love over there at Tage Network. Well,
yeah.
How you going to handle this? Can you broadcast through this? And we did it.
Well, we've been told, we've gotten metrics from the Tage execs that some of our episodes have done as well as a very poorly received Dig Sesh episode.
Some of our episodes have, correct, Andy, has gotten poor digression session numbers.
Almost, not even quite.
Right, poor.
It's almost poor.
And by metrics that we have been looking at, I get somebody slides me something, and they just draw a thumbs up on a piece of paper, and I go, these are good metrics. I like this.
And within the thumb, someone wrote almost the numbers of a poorly regarded digression session.
Yeah. And then I pretend to be able to read, and I go, this is a good metric. This is nice.
Yeah.
Good metrics.
We're going the right direction, Tage guys. Suck my dick.
Well, they will. They certainly will.
With numbers like these, they'll suck your dick for sure.
With a name like Smuckers, it's got to be good.
More like Suckers My Dick, please.
With a name like Suckers My Dick, it's got to be good.
And you got to suck a dick, too.
Yeah, what if they just really went for it? They're like, with a name like Sucks Dick, it's got to be good jelly.
You'd think it wouldn't be good, but then it is, so you're surprised. Yeah.
With a name like Gaping Asshole, it's probably a delicious peanut butter.
Yeah, with a name like Butt Barf, it's got to be good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a name like Toxic Poisonous, it's got to be good.
Yeah, that's good.
Tage Network.
That's a guy.